It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
Hey, Roman. You know, I always see that on your desk. Is that a subscription? That'd be a great Christmas gift.
Kind of.
This farmer's almanac.
I guess if there was one complaint I had is how they deliver their... I ordered my first one, I guess it's been 4 or 5 years ago. Well, they send it to you now without you asking for it with a bill.
Oh, okay.
And so you either pay the bill or you return it and you pay for the shipping to return it. So you just got to know that going ahead of time. And it's usually around $45. They send you a calendar, this book, the book from 100 years ago, the book from 200 years ago. And on the front, from 1819 to 1919, the price only went up 2.5 cents. From 12.5 cents, which I forgot they used to have half a cent, for 12.5 cents in 1819 to 15 cents in 1919. And now, 100 years, Jeff, $15.99. It went up. So for that first 100 years, the average annual increase was 0.025 cents.
I guess it was money back in those days.
15.8 cents is the average coming for the 100 years after. Now, this is hard cover. It's got color. It's a lot more pages, and there's a lot of other things that went through it. But, man, talk about price inflation. Well, getting out on the road this weekend, we've got our Travel Arizona staycation. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and register to win there. When you go, you just click on the staycation tab, and we draw a winner. We draw for the following month coming up, and our winner will be traveling to Jerome, the very interesting town of Jerome, Arizona. And we've got the vice mayor that's joining us on the air today, and he has a very interesting story. He came to visit his brother in the 70s and came back in 1979 and has never left the town of Jerome, that to this day is less than 500 people, according to the 2017 census. Vice Mayor Jay, what keeps you in a town of less than 500 people for four decades?
Well, good morning, first of all. You know, what keeps me there is the quality of life. You can meet people from anywhere in the world because they come and visit us in Jerome. And the views, everything. There's just the charm about Jerome, and I love history. I happen to work for the Jerome Historical Society as the general manager, and it's just I'm blessed to actually be able to live in Jerome.
How would somebody get to Jerome if they're listening to the broadcast? They're not new to this. They're new to the state. They've never been there. Describe the geographical location of this very interesting place.
The geographical location from the Phoenix metropolitan area. You go up I-17 to Camp Verde. At Camp Verde, you hop off and go on to Highway 260. At the end of Highway 260, you get to the connection of 89A, which brings you into Cottonwood. And then from Cottonwood, you head south on 89A, and it takes you through the Verde Valley, through Cottonwood, up the hill, and into the beautiful town of Jerome.
And we'll continue talking with Vice Mayor Jay Kinsella right after this about the originally mining town of Jerome.